Hello, John.
This is John.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining the show today. I want to thank you for that. And I know last week you had concerns over a clear signal, and I saw that you had also had a bit of Facebook trouble as well. When you voice your concern over a viable signal to conduct an interview and then you're all over social media, it really puts to test the belief that at least one fan expressed that you never back down from an interview. So I was wondering if you could elaborate on the issues you had on Facebook for everybody.
The issues that I had on Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, I was on vacation after having put up a post that revealed who the sister of one of the key Jerry Sandusky victims was and why she was mentioned in the report by the Pennsylvania Attorney General in a significant way. And then mysteriously, Facebook disabled my account about a day or so later. I appealed, and immediately the appeal was granted, and so I was back on Facebook. So I'm not sure what else you need there to know about that or what else is interesting about that.
No, just clarification. I just knew tidbits and heard about it, so figured I'd get it from the horse's mouth.
Okay.
Since the beginning of the story.
What other questions? What other really important questions do you have?
Okay. Since the beginning of the story, you've defended the Paternos and tried to give Joe his day in court. But recently, it has focused more on Jerry Sandusky, victim bashing, and the classic moniker of being a pedophile apologist. Did you shift the focus based off any Paterno family support or lack thereof? And how would you classify your relationship with the Paterno family? Are they supportive of you now?
Well, your statement is absurd on about five different levels, one of which is that it's not victim bashing if there aren't actual victims, and it's not pedophile defending if there's no pedophile. So
okay,
right off the bat, your question is absurd. As far as the Paternos, I had a falling out with Scott Paterno in early March of 2012 and did not come out publicly to say that I believed Jerry Sandusky is likely innocent until late March of 2013. So that's quite an interesting 13-month period there, which is problematic for that kind of absurd conspiracy theory. See, I don't really give a crap about Scott Paterno or any other Paterno, because all I'm trying to do here is find out what the truth is and let people know what the truth of this case is. And unfortunately, no one else has had the balls to do that, including Scott Paterno, because I believe that Scott Paterno is a huge part of why this story went down the way that it did. And I think that Scott made some huge miscalculations, assumptions and massive mistakes in the early portions of this case, which helped create the domino effect that still continues to this day. In fact, of all the people that I have been in very close contact with in this entire case, I'd say that Scott Paterno is probably the worst person I've dealt with, or darn close to it. He's in the top five, that's for sure.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's a coward, and he's a liar, and he's gutless, and he's stupid, and he's arrogant, and he did a number of things that, under the best interpretation of events, caused all of this to occur. And he has refused to acknowledge his role in that because he is insecure, having been the loser son of a legend, and he is far less intelligent than he realizes. He thinks of himself as a genius. He's actually a moron. And I have given him numerous opportunities to just show me how I am wrong, and I will publicly apologize to him and take down the website BrandonPaterno.com. I have done this to him in numerous venues and avenues, and he has refused to even try to take me up on that offer. And the reason is because he can't. Otherwise, believe me, he would like nothing more than to force me into apologizing to him publicly and to take down the website. But he can't fulfill his only obligation there, which is to show me how I am wrong, because I'm not wrong. I'm the only person who understands this case.
Should you be changing the name of your website then? Because you flip-flop from, defending Paterno to now defending Sandusky?
Because
at one point, you did.
Hey, let him finish his question to you, John, and you can answer.
At one point,
you
did. You did agree. I mean, you did mention that you believe that he was guilty of some of the charges.
Yeah, absolutely, I did. I was fooled like everybody else. As far as answering your asinine question, if two people are railroaded instead of one, it is not inconsistent to maintain the same name. It's not like I changed my mind that Joe Paterno was railroaded. I just changed my mind that Jerry Sandusky was also railroaded. I'm not sure why that's a difficult concept, but maybe you're not very intelligent.
Because you're not making the joke.
Hang on a second, Jay.
Relative.
Jay, hang on. I'll get this. So basically, in a nutshell, you fell out with the Paterno family and you jumped on the Sandusky train, and it's evident by your statements before of your bashing
exactly
of the family and members of the family that you fell out with them.
It.
So it was quite convenient that you jumped on the Sandusky trial.
That's why I have phone calls and emails with Jay Paterno well after the so-called flip-flop. Actually, Jay doesn't have the balls to say it, but Jay actually agrees with me on the essence of this case. But like everybody else in this case, he's intimidated and afraid of telling the truth. But you go ahead and believe whatever your little mind wants to believe. I'm sure it'll make you sleep better at night.
Oh, my little mind. Fantastic. I've got a clip here to play. Joe has queued up. In this clip, you define, in your opinion, what Jerry Sandusky is. If you were to define a pedophile, what words would you use to describe that person if you were not to use the word pedophile? We're going to play the clip and allow you the benefit of hearing that first and then making your attempt to define a pedophile without using the word. Go ahead and play clip one there, Joe. You have to excuse Joe. He's from Louisiana.
Jerry was not a suspected pedophile because he wasn't a pedophile. He was a guy with weird boundary issues who looks at the world differently, who was from a different era, a different generation, and who thought he was so confident in what he was doing was right. He views himself almost as a Jesus figure, that he believed himself, he knew what he was doing was right, he was not doing anything wrong, he was arrogant about it, he was stupid about it, but he was not a pedophile. And that's the reality of this entire case. Jerry was not a suspected pedophile because he wasn't a pedophile. He was a guy with weird boundary issues, who looks at the world differently, who was from a different era, a different generation, and who thought he was so confident in what he was doing was right. He views himself almost as a Jesus figure, that he believed himself, he knew what he was doing was right, he was not doing anything wrong, he was arrogant about it, he was stupid about it, but he was not a pedophile. And that's the reality of this entire case.
Go ahead.
You have a question?
Yeah, my question was, can you define what a pedophile is to you without using the word pedophile? Because I think you pretty clearly did there when you said he was a strange guy with weird boundary issues. Grew up in a different time and era that people don't understand.
That's
you danced
you
around
define,
word pedophile.
That's how you define pedophile, huh?
No, that's not how
really?
I define it. That's how you did it without saying the words, John.
That's
Pay
brilliant.
Attention now. Do you have a definition of what
That's
a pedophile
brilliant.
Is?
Somebody who enjoys children sexually and who violates them sexually and commits crimes of a sexual nature, none of which is set there and none of which exists in this case. So go ahead. Good luck with your next attempt. Go, keep trying.
So what you're saying is that 45 out of 48 convictions don't count in Jerry Sandusky's convicted pedophile status, I guess, right?
Well, they're interesting information, and if they were valid, I would be more than happy
sure.
to be the first person to say.
Sure, because there's
absolutely.
No victim, right?
If they were
there's
valid.
No victim, right? No victim,
sorry?
Right? There's no victim, right?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Is there no victims in the Jerry Sandusky case?
I don't believe that there isn't. There isn't any true valid victim. No, I don't.
Okay.
I would ask you, which victim do you believe and why do you believe them?
Actually, it's my show, and I'll be asking him the questions tonight. You should understand
that.
I'm not answering your questions tonight. Speaking of can't answer questions, let's talk about where you get your funding, John, and how you don't want to talk about that publicly with anyone, and how you like to flaunt you have three Southern California houses and all this kind of stuff. I'm wondering if you've ever been paid to make appearances with the Sandusky family on any shows.
Nope.
I'm wondering if you have any donations you get.
Nope. In fact, if you go to our webpage, the donation page actually says, please don't give. So
I'm wondering if you would
keep trying.
I'm wondering if you would be willing to open your books to an independent accountant, third party, to prove that you're not getting any outside money other than investments or your parents.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
Well, see, you can't hear me because you're talking over me. And what I'm wondering is if you're willing to open your books to a third party, independent person to see if you get any outside money coming in.
I'm not sure what you mean by my books. I have no books. I had no income last year, other than the, the rental income from one of my properties that I own, which we rent out. And I coach a high school golf team, so I made a boatload of money on that. Other than that, for 2013, that was pretty much the only income that I had. And certainly, I can assure you, that there is not a group of people. I mean, this is going to be really difficult for your little brain to accept, but people are not chomping at the bit to put money behind the defense of Jerry Sandusky. Now, that's probably a difficult concept for you to wrap your
brain. Well, what happened to Franco, John? What happened to Franco?
Franco and I are still in very close contact. Very close
contact. He doesn't
want to help out? I'm sorry?
Exonerate everybody? He doesn't want to help out, exonerate everybody?
I'm not sure what your question is because I can't hear you. What's your question? What is your question about Franco?
Franco doesn't want to help you exonerate everybody? Where'd
Franco
he go?
Franco has done extraordinary things, but Franco has never donated a dime to anything I've done. He has paid for some travel expenses for some events that he's put on. But that's about it, and so I'm not sure what exactly you're trying to insinuate there. I mean, you can try whatever you want. You're not going to find anything because there's nothing to find. I mean, I know this is a difficult concept for people with small minds and no character, but there
well,
is
I
such
certainly
a thing
appreciate
people actually
you saying
caring
I have a small mind
truth.
And no character when I'm busy asking you simple questions. I appreciate that. I've been nothing
but you don't
but
want to talk
to
about
you.
The facts of the case. Why don't you want to talk about the facts of the case? Why are you?
I
want to
talk
about
you, John.
Whether or not I'm making money.
My show, John.
You don't want to talk about the facts because the facts are on my side.
I want to talk about the behavior of you, John. You're the interest to me, not this story. So, like I said,
I
would you be interested in releasing your tax information to a third party to prove, verify what you have to say?
Anything else you want to know?
I'm asking you the question.
Yeah. When you release your tax forms, I'll be happy to release mine.
You like to put that in writing? Because I know you have some outrageous bets to make.
You are hilarious. This has a lot to do with the case. Anything else?
No, I'm talking about you, John. You want to be the star here. You're the star
no,
right
now.
I
have now. No interest. In fact, as I've said on CNN, as I've said on NBC, and I've said
Drop
on numerous them. Radio stations that you will never have an opportunity to get on because you have no talent. I have said that I would be glad to step aside if anybody had the balls and the brains to do this properly. Unfortunately, that person does not exist. So believe me, this is the last thing that I wanted to do was to be part of this story in this fashion, which is why in a rational world, my opinion is highly credible because I did not want to come to this conclusion about Jerry Sandusky, and I knew that it would be a death sentence for me in my career. But I did it. Why? Because I actually care about the truth, unlike people like yourself.
True. Very true. You're a beacon of truth, John. I want to ask you about the conspiracy theory you have about the media industrial complex. And I want to know which...
Oh, this will be good. Since I don't believe in conspiracies, this will be good.
Okay. Go ahead.
So tell me about the conspiracy I believe in, please. This will be
well,
good.
You
this will be entertaining.
Reported here in an interview on Onward State that you believe that there was a military... Or not a military, but a media industrial complex that keeps the narrative... a way that is the truth. Now, who's a part of that?
Okay. Well, first of all, you do understand that the term that you actually mistakenly use, the military industrial complex, that I use the media industrial complex, ironic. It was a use of the term ironically try to be funny in comparing it to the so-called military industrial complex. But there is, for all intents and purposes,
that is a good joke, John. I appreciate that. I didn't know you had a funny side to you. That's cool. You know, that's good to have.
Probably it's way above your head, I understand. But
of course.
But the reality is that the media does work as one glob organism, because it's all made up of narcissistic morons who all have the same incentives, and that is to get the best audience, the largest audience, most lucrative audience they can that day in a way that will protect their gigs, because that's all they care about is what's good for them, what's good for their bottom line, what's good for their fame, what's good for keeping their gig. They don't care about the facts. They don't care about the truth. Whatever narrative fits them best, because they're lazy, they're moronic, they're narcissistic, they're incompetent. And the truth has no capital, no currency in today's media environment, which is amazing to me that you guys can't find a career in media, because it really sets up perfectly for people like you.
When it comes to your dispute about due process, which individuals was due process taken away from that you think is the worst here? Was it Sandusky and his due process that was taken away, or Joe Paterno's?
Both were different. Both probably equal. As I said on CNN and NBC, there was a symbiotic relationship between the lack of due process given to Jerry Sandusky and to Joe Paterno. As Sandusky got more railroaded, so did Paterno. As Paterno got more railroaded, so did Sandusky. That's what created this domino effect that is still in existence today. If you don't have the firing of Joe Paterno, then you don't have Jerry Sandusky's trial taking 7 months and being an absolute abomination of a lack of due process. And if you don't have that, then you don't have the free report right on top of that coming to absurd conclusions, further condemning Joe Paterno, and you don't have the NCAA able to jump in and do what they did to Penn State. So there's a very direct relationship between the lack of due process for Sandusky and the lack of due process for Joe Paterno.
Has Jerry Sandusky run out of his...
I'm at the park here with my kid, so I'll answer a couple more questions. But
thank you very much for making time again for us, John. I appreciate you doing that. I know it's difficult with your busy schedule, but I was wondering what exactly, specifically during the trial, was due process taken away from him? Has he exhausted his appeals at this point?
Well, those are two different questions. I'll answer the first one. The first one is...
Two for one deal, baby.
Since you seem to be an expert on due process, you tell me this. How much due process is involved when someone is convicted of 5 serious crimes in an alleged incident that did not have a victim, did not have a direct witness, did not have a date, and did not have a contemporaneous report? Because that's what happened in the Jerry Sandusky trial, in the so-called case of victim number 8 who did not exist, the so-called Gander episode.
Victims. Can't call them victims. Don't call them victims.
The trial called them victims. The trial called them. That's what it was referred to as a trial. Victim number 8. You can't even call him an accuser because he doesn't exist. There is no person who was number 8.
You can go with liar number 8 or phantom number 8.
No, because moron, I know this is a difficult concept. The person doesn't exist. The person does not exist in any form.
Oh, I forgot.
So I know that's a difficult concept for you, but that's if that due process, if that's due process, then you're living.
Did he go through the appeal process?
I'm sorry.
Did he go through the appeal process?
Yeah, and there's still the post-conviction relief part of this process to go, in which I believe he probably has a better chance than he had in any of the politically oriented appeals process, because there's not a judge in the state of Pennsylvania that's going to get in front of this freight train and order a new trial. It's never going to happen because there's too many stupid people like yourself who believe what they want to believe, And they think that Jerry Sandusky is the worst pedophile in the history of the world.
Witnesses or victims are actual victims, then in the appeal process it will come out and everything will be exonerated in your royal decree. Wouldn't that be great?
That's pretty funny. Really, because in what part of this story has anybody had the guts to actually look at this case?
You, John! You have the guts!
Other than me, that's it.
Yes,
yeah.
You need to get up
and
I know
this is probably hard
for you
to believe, but I'm not part
of
the
case. You need to go
up
there with your papers and your laptop and your cameras and say, this is what you got wrong, idiots. And tell the judge
that, too. Apparently, you don't understand how the appeals process works, with, among other many things you don't understand. But
right.
the appeals process has very little to do. Has very little to do with the actual facts of the case. It has to do with whether or not there was error in the trial that can be provable. And
yeah.
I know it's a tough concept for a moron, but anyway.
I know it went from facts to errors and all this other stuff. I know it's a revolving door of excuses. There.
Yes. You got one
which
more
did
question
tonight, holding it together. I mean, you managed to throw your insults out there and try to provoke me, and bravo.
No,
I know that
I was very nice to you. Because you didn't deserve me to even be on the phone.
Oh, you're right. I'm sure. Yeah, because support is gaining, right? Is that something else you'd like to ask for you to release? The analytical data that shows your support gaining off your websites? Is that something else I'll ask for?
When have I ever claimed that? When have I ever said that? Are you kidding? When I decided to say that Sandusky was innocent, believe me, I didn't do that with the idea that this is going to increase my support. God, you're an imbecile. How do you even get bed in the morning that you're that dumb?
Who would do nothing for that, right? You're doing it for free. These guys, these attorneys, these lawyers, Jerry's, you're his best friend for this, helping him out, exonerating him.
If they're smart, sure.
Oh, the Oprah interview. Any comments on that coming? Or were you upset you didn't get that interview?
That I didn't get the Oprah interview? Or I didn't get the Matt Sandusky interview? Dottie and I have made our views of Matt Sandusky exceedingly clear on CNN and NBC, and people can see it at our website if they care about the truth. Matt Sandusky is lying. I would bet anything on it. I'm positive of it, as I am today is Tuesday. So the reality is that Oprah got duped, and it'll be interesting to see just how badly she was duped. But I'm not surprised at all, because Matt's a good liar, and he's been paid handsomely for his lies.
Well, you and Matt have a lot of things in common. So have a good night, John. Get back to playing on that playground. Thank you for showing up.
Okay. Take care. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, he says. Ladies and gentlemen, John Ziegler, who cannot release his documentation, his financial documentation to prove anything, and he certainly won't release any analytical information showing that he is on the decline on his website. Did you like how he didn't get to say what he wanted? Did you like how I didn't answer his question? That's what he had to say.
I think it was a very remarkable interview. You know, he stayed his line, and he didn't get as rambunctious as I thought he was going to.
He tried. I called him on it, and he tried again at the end, you know, with using those little words at me, you know, to try to goat me. I know how to provoke. Trust me, SJT.
I've seen it in live action. And
it can happen.
And
it's actually
about
absurd. It happens, but. Fantastic episode, JT. Not bad interview here at all. I believe I got through some things. I didn't get through it all. I'm sorry I didn't include you more in it, man. I know we were on a roll, though.
No, it was great. I think
we got to about five questions, six maybe.
I think we hit up what we kind of wanted to. I wanted to get his thoughts on Ray Gricar right at the end, just to see what he had to say about Ray Gricar.
Well, you know, we're pea brains and morons, and we should do well in media, unlike him, I guess.
Brains, yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? You know what? I think we'll have John on again.
Yeah, I think he will. I liked when he kept asking me what was the question when he couldn't shut up for me to give the question. Did you like that?
Well, especially when you said, well, you got to shut up in order to hear me. So.
All right, we got to get out here. Gia Scott's in after us here. Donna Shades, we're five at here. Joe said we got about 50 calls in there. Sorry we couldn't get to you, folks. We were not going to.
50 calls?
Yeah, we only had John on for 20 minutes, and believe me, like I reminded John, it's our show. I'm asking the fucking questions here. And hopefully he enjoys his evening at the park with his daughter. You know, I didn't get to the part to ask him if he would let Jerry watch his kids. But
you know, classic sign-off. We might have to cut that clip and use it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go fuck off.
Yeah, we got some great sound bites out of him, so... we'll see what the numbers did and what the increase in Creepy Valley in Chicago is. So let's sign out of here. Big Shoulder Sports Show on the United Public Radio Network, UPRN.com. Follow me at Shrug Sports on Twitter. And I know you're coming, baby. I know you Joe-bots are coming because I'm just a moron in a pea brain, right? See you next week.